Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, my friends. This is Sandra Bueno, and I am on the radio once again, and I am very, very happy to be here with all of you, especially those of you who have followed me throughout the program and who have also reached out to me to let me know that what I was doing was having an impact. And I will tell you that the necessary time that I took away from Blog Talk Radio was precisely to organize the Rise to Win for Our Youth movement. Now, this is what is at the core of my purpose and of my message, which is to step up and stand up for the youth. And I will say that everyone agrees that our youth are in crisis. So this show today is dedicated to bringing you up to date with what has taken place, what I am involved with, and where you now will become and can become an active participant and an active member of us, stepping up for our youth, creating a legacy, and making a difference. So once again, I welcome you on board the Power to Be You show. For those of you who would like to continue with the Rise to Win, you will need to go to Rise to Win, RISE, the number 2WIN.com. There you will be able to be kept updated, to join the site, to continue on the movement, to download articles or download the newsletter, as well as participate in the coaching and in the parenting crisis course that I will be starting just this week. Again, there is so much to be shared with you that a half an hour show is really not enough, but I will do my best today to give you some of that update. Prior to beginning, I'd like to just read to you some of the articles that I retrieved from the Palm Beach Post on Saturday, November 15th, to give you a little idea into what is taking place with regard to our children and why this is such a crisis that truly we must become actively involved in order to make a change. There was a Fort Lauderdale child, an 8-year-old child, who brought a 9mm handgun to his school. Now, the gun was not charged, or like I would say, there was not a bullet in the chamber. However, the magazine was full, and this child happened to show it to another classmate, and the classmate was able to tell the teacher, and the police was able to retrieve the gun, etc. Now, that is an 8-year-old child. Another event that took place was a girl ended up shooting a fellow classmate at Dillard High School, which is a high school in Fort Lauderdale. And you can read up on various news channels and news blogs that are available online, or you can also go to risetowin.com and read up on that. However, what needs to be said is that the event took place because of a situation that dealt with emotions, that dealt with emotional IQ. I have addressed this issue in the past in my previous Power to You shows. And again, it leads you to realizing that there is so much at stake here, so much that is taking place with our youth, where the parents and the educators and the people who are involved in their lives are not able to reach them at that level. So again, you know, these are two examples of events and incidents and tragic incidents that are taking place within our communities and one week to the next. And it really doesn't matter what part of the country you're in, but you are bound to find something in the newspaper that will warn you and that will tell you about an incident that took place with a youth. And for me, this, like you, all of you have known, this is my purpose, this is my mission. And again, the time that I took off was precisely to prepare. And moving on with Rise to Win, what this program is going to do from here to January 17th is feature leaders in the community who deal directly with youth and youth services. I will be, starting this week, I will be presenting and featuring individuals who represent the nonprofit service providers, directors, and people in charge of these different institutions who are firsthand activists and advocates and who are also dealing and facing the different situations and circumstances that our youth are facing, they are going to be coming on the show and sharing with us what is taking place and also what it is that they need and what, from their perspective, are necessary tools or necessary ideals or necessary insights that we must have in order to support our youth. So these leaders will be joining us. I will also have ministers from the various congregations and the at-risk. I get so overwhelmed with what's taking place right now that for me it's really challenging to just be able to see all of these different influences that I have met throughout the past 2 and 3 years of really wanting to bring reform and change for our youth. So these ministers are going to be coming on board and sharing with us their perspective, and a lot of these ministers, particularly Alex Bez, who is a friend, but he is also someone who is making a difference in his community, someone who has a mindset of beliefs that where he encompasses education and faith and motivation and learning, personal development into his forum. And he is a wealth of knowledge as well as a true leader in defining a lot of what's taking place in the world and a lot of what's taking place in our communities. So he will be joining us as well as other people from other agencies or other ministries as well. Then we will also have educators. We're going to be bringing on educators from the after-school program as well as the regular education system, alternative care educators, and just a lot of different people who are educators from many different levels, not just the school level, but educators in life, educators who are bringing about renewed ways of learning and renewed teachings and evolution. You know, what we're facing, what youth are facing today, is a direct reflection of the insight, the knowledge, the education that they've received from so many different people and so many different areas in their lives. And if we had been equipping these kids with truly what was needed in their lives to be able to deal with the situation at hand, then we would be getting and seeing different results. Now, I will add that not all youth are facing these destructive influences, or not all of them are being affected by them directly, but indirectly they are facing it. Indirectly they are being targeted. And indirectly and subconsciously, they are embracing some of these difficulties and challenges. So I will say that truly it is so important that we step up and that we let go of any of these prejudices and let go of the limitations that our own mind and our own ability to look at challenges permits us, because this is a problem. This is a problem that has been plaguing our community and our social network. We tend to allow prejudices and complaints to rob us of our own abilities. And truly, to step up and make a difference for youth, we must be willing to step onto the same platform and be willing to embrace each other's ways and each other's maybe even each other's criticisms, just to understand one another and move on from there, because we don't have time. We do not have time to sit there and argue or disregard one another or discredit one another when youth are in a crisis situation. Truly, that is the one thing that I believe we must all agree on. If we are all caring for youth, then we must all be willing to do what it takes to get to them. And there are enough resources, there are enough people that want to support youth, and there are enough people that are willing to do what it takes to bring change. And I do know that change is taking place in areas where people have taken it upon themselves to combine resources or to bring empowering information to these kids. Just an example was last week I attended a juvenile justice meeting. There were legislators there and people from the sheriff's office as well as educators and heads of different organizations. And it was shared that since the Empowerment Center was created here in the West Palm Beach community. These are various centers throughout the community. There has been a reduction of teen violence, a wide reduction of this. And I would say it's because youth now have a place to go, and youth now are being, their activity is being curtailed because now they have something constructive to do rather than just sitting there wasting their time. And youth need to have outlets, and they need to have people who are guiding them to go forward with empowering ways. So this definitely is a step in the right direction to be able to get people on the same platform and to have a voice that is a collective voice where everyone else who wants to make a difference can now participate in and say, yes, there is an area, there is an organization that I can go to offer my services, to become a volunteer, or this is how I can work with my own youth, or this is the education that I need to embrace in order to support my youth or the youth of my neighbor or the youth in my school or the youth that I work with, etc. So once again, the show today, the Rise to Win for Our Youth movement, is simply to give you a background on what I am doing from here on in. And why I mentioned January 17th is because this is the date that I have chosen to bring out the caravan. Now, the caravan is the Youth Empowerment Caravan, which is an initiative to bring personal development, youth coaching, and faith-based motivation to our at-risk youth. And the caravan, as the word implies, it has movement. So the initial pilot program is to bring this one-day personal development training directly to the steps of an at-risk youth community. And this will serve as a direct presentation to youth as to what is available, what is possible. It's also to bring about a change in the way that youth see themselves and the way they see their past and the way they see their current circumstance. This one-day initiative is to help them to see what is possible, to equip them to understand that they have power within them to make a difference, to choose a different life, as well as to choose alternatives and to choose meaning so that the experiences can have an alternative way of supporting them rather than disempowering them. And at the end of the day, the goal and the benefit is to be able to have youth realize within themselves that they have a different identity than the one that they thought themselves to have prior to the day beginning. So at the end of the day, these youth are going to be able to go through a transitioning exercise. It is an intervention exercise. It is a nice exercise where they will actually participate in their own journey, and they will be able to see what takes place at the end, and they'll be able to step up and make a decision as to how they want to lead their lives forward. So this one day, it's going to be extremely exciting because I'm bringing people that I know who are transformers, who are change makers, who are catalysts for change, like myself. So I look forward to joining them, but I also look forward to being able to have a pilot program that we will be able to launch nationally. And this is where all of you come out, because based on where you are around the nation, you can actually reach out to me and say, hey, Sandra, I'd love to be able to organize this in my community, and I'd love for you guys to bring the caravan here. And at that point, what I would need to do is be able to give you what took place here. I'd be able to transfer this knowledge, transfer the plan, transfer the program, the protocol, show you how I did it, and then what it took to get it done, which obviously is the big quote, in between quotes, a statement, but give you that, and now I can support you so that we can take this caravan to your community, impact kids, and then continue across the United States. That's just one initiative. That's just one thing. This is the one thing where kids themselves can realize that, you know what? Amidst the pain, amidst the struggle, there are solutions. There are answers. And the answers lie in our willingness and our ability to say, I can take action. I can become responsible for my own life. I am willing to do what it takes to go forward And it is not a free ticket. Like I've told people already, you must participate in your own rescue. You must participate in your own ability to change your life, because nobody can change our lives for us. We have to be willing to do what it takes. So again, this is the initiative behind the Youth Empowerment Caravan. Now you can read up on that as well on the risetowin.com. That's RISE, the number 2, WIN.com. And the second pillar of what this movement represents is the core team of personal development youth coaches, the personal development leaders, as well as individuals who are in this wave of wanting to step up for youth, people who have either products or who have resources or who have insight, because it is something that change cannot take place just with one person, even though one person can bring about change and reform. But for us to be able to impact the world, and not just the nation, we all have to collectively come up and step up and say, you know what, we're drawing the line in the sand, and I am part of the solution. I am not the problem. I am part of the solution. So this initiative is to really draw that line in the sand and give people that option. Because the sooner we come together and we say, we're all working together to support our youth, and this is what I can do, this is what I'm willing to do, this is what I can help you with, this is where I can serve, etc., we will all come as a very strong force to really support the youth who want to be supported. As far as the people who do not, then that is always an option. That is always something that will forever be present in our world. Not everyone wants to make a change, and not everyone wants to step up and be a leader, or not everyone wants to be involved, and some people truly don't care, and that's okay. That's how our humanity has been divided. You know, my husband recently or a year ago said to me, 30% of the people will care about you, 30% of the people will be indifferent, and 30% of the people just will not care at all. So, you know, that leaves 10% undecided. And that's just the way things are. So, again, that was for the Rise to Win. That's the second area, which is the network. And then the last area that we have is the Impact Partners. And Impact Partners is the community. The community must be in place in order to support youth transformation. Youth right now are not making it on their own, but yet a lot of the youth are on their own. Because not one person in the world can assume that entire role to support a child. There are the parents, there are the educators, there are community leaders, and what takes place within a community, the church members. There are the team coaches and coaches who work with youth after school and in after school programs and sports programs. Then you have the peer group, of course. Then you have the nation itself and what it does and what it's doing to support youth, whether it's through education or through opportunities with grants and educational opportunities for them to undergo different types of studies. You know, there's so many different things that are taking place. And then, of course, you got to look at the whole global system, what's going on within the world. How are youth being supported? Or how are youth being pressured? Or how are youth being influenced? You know, let's look, for example, at technology. Let's look at the internet. I recently spoke with someone who's a member of a group, Primetime, which handles the after-school programming. And when we spoke about technology, and I mentioned the internet and e-commerce, her response that she actually was given by somebody else was that these kids were not ready to even do social networking. Now, that is a dichotomy, because so many of these kids are going into the internet, going on Facebook, going on Google, using Google alone at the library just to do their research for their school. They're going at the library. They need to go into the library to do their homework or even at school itself. So when you're looking at these kids who are 13, 14, 15, 16 years old, who are not a part of the e-commerce or who are not part of learning about what the internet means in terms of growth, evolution, technology, a worldwide global reach, then we are failing our kids, because in one way or the other, they are being influenced. I had told you previously, my son, I have an 8-year-old who has been working on playing with his webcams and on playing with all these other 3 or 4 different sites that provide you with an opportunity for you to have a pet animal that's a virtual pet. And my son can wow you by teaching you the how-tos. How to navigate through this, how to buy, how to sell, how to create a job for the pet, how to feed your pet. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing. And yet he's 8 years old. So, you know, this is something that we are also aware of, but our youth need to be equipped and we need to step up and make a difference. So Rise to Win is for that. Rise to Win movement, risetowin.com. This is my invitation to you to go there, to follow the links, to be a part of this. I do apologize for the callers who have called me, and it's difficult for me to get on the call because I'm being selfish by just talking, but that's not really why I'm not answering the call. It's just challenging because I know that once we answer the calls, then I won't be able to explain or express to you what's taking place. But I do promise you that I will be opening up the calls once we start bringing in the guests, and you will be able to talk to the guests directly and ask. And please join me. Please become a part of this. Please become one of my friends. And because when this takes place, it's difficult to be one person on this end. Even though I do have partners and I do have also my husband who helps me with everything. He's the techie person and he enables me to create this channel. And I do have partners as well. I'm actually going to be bringing some of them tomorrow, people who are on the same quest as myself with stepping up to make a difference. And you'll be able to hear from some of them about what it is that they do and what it is that they see that is needed and what it is that they're willing to bring in to this movement. So just to continue with the presentation, the program that I will be having, I will also be having members of the community, legislators. Hopefully I'm going to be getting the mayors of the different boroughs to come online because obviously they have a lot of responsibility before them and they are being pulled in a lot of different directions and they have a lot of different areas for them to deal with on a daily basis, and obviously youth is a primordial area that they must be dealing with every day, so I will be giving them an opportunity to present themselves and share their views as well and what's taking place within their districts and what personally drives them to help in this area. Then I will also be having youth themselves, and our youth truly, to me, is the most important. They are the voice that needs to be heard, and when an adult tells you a story, it is not the same than when a child tells you a story and a young person. So I will, I'm very happy to say that I will be having youth that I have met through the various nonprofit agencies, Urban Youth Impact, the Florida Youth Shine, who are advocates on behalf of the foster home groups that of youth that once they turn 18, they have to actually leave. They're basically forced to leave because there's no provision for them after 18. And you'll be hearing from them. Then you'll be hearing from just so many different people. So I'm really excited to be able to share this with you and show this to you. And you'll be able to call in and speak to them and hear their own stories and hear where they are able to share and shed light on many conditions that we ourselves are not familiar with. So this really is what is going to be taking place for the following weeks, and I am very glad to be able to share this with you because I don't know about you and I don't know about where you are right now, but where I am, every single day I hear situations that could have been avoided. I hear about circumstances that were unfavorable to a child growing and a child recognizing who they are and being able to maximize their full potential. And we can either become overwhelmed and think that we do not have power to change the situation, or we can really look at the situation from another angle and realize that we are being asked, we are being urged by for the fact that we are alive in the 21st century to step up and to make a change. Life has evolved, and our conditions have evolved, and the stimulus in the world has changed than it was 20 years ago. When you and I were growing up, when you and I were in our teens, we did not have what youth today have. We did not have the onslaught of technology facing us every second of the day. For good or bad, we did not have all of the possibilities that the internet today presents to us. And it is within these walls that our youth are operating without any supervision. Because most of the times, while youth are involved in the internet and what's going on, and whether it's because they're looking at the news or because they're phoning a friend in a telephone or because they are sending a message, every activity that they engage in deals with more than just that tool. It's more than just equipment. It's more than just communication. There is a gigantic network working behind the scenes with being driven by a lot of people with a lot of money and with a lot of smarts about how can we get these kids to come on and buy the product, or how can we get these kids to come on and sign in, or how can we get these kids to use what we are providing, and then how do we go behind the scenes and find out about these kids? How do we find out about where they live and what do they like and how much money they spend? You know, what generation is this? The generation now that depends on adults who are working most of the time to make ends meet, and adults who want to serve their kids but have to end up going to work, leaving the kids behind. Thus, the kids now have an open venue from where to operate without supervision, without guidance, doing whatever it is that they want to do, being influenced by whoever it is that's going to be influencing them, whether right or wrong. So another, and this is brought to mind, another tool that I'm going to be bringing to you is a joint partnership venue. This is now where I am partnering up with various organizations and people who are service providers to different products that can really support us in safeguarding our youth. One is safeguarding them through the internet, and another one is safeguarding them outside when they are walking around. And I've had actually one of these companies on Blog Talk Radio when I first began last year, and this is Child Shield USA. Then the new organization that I've actually befriended the actual creators of this of the site is called Meville. That is MEEVILLE, and this is an actual software program that is loaded onto a zip drive, and you as a parent can now use it so that, and even give it to your child so that whenever they use the internet, they are able now to come in and be safeguarded against predators. And there's just so much behind the scenes that once I get the owners on the line and you get to hear from them what is taking place, you will immediately take action. Because really, while good people are standing by, there's a lot of people who want to do harm that are definitely attuned to the areas where they can come in and strike. And this area, obviously, is the area that relates and deals with youth. So we must, again, step up, do what it takes, do what we must, because otherwise our children are in danger, they are in trouble, they need us. So for me, it is a pleasure to be back on Blog Talk Radio. I am on fire because I have done so much work, I have done so much preparatory work to be able to come and be able to have a platform where there's not just talk, but there is a lot of training and a lot of education involved, so that really these become tools that now other people can take and use on their own and be empowered with and be empowered by. And that's truly the, I don't know if you've heard the statement, but a measure of a person's teaching ability and learning abilities when they can now teach it to someone else and someone else can also use it. And that goes again to the statement of knowledge is power and knowledge is not power if it's not followed upon with action. So, you know, having knowledge is not enough. You have to be willing to have knowledge and then you have to be willing to use it. And when you use it and you apply it, that's when now you can see the results that come out of having knowledge. So that's what Right to Win is. That's what Power to Be You is. It's about you becoming aware, taking responsibility, and becoming empowered by you realizing what it takes. So I'm excited to bring this to you. I look forward to being actively involved with my Blog Talk community, being able to create these downloads that are going to be used by many different people because many different people are going to be coming on and sharing their voice. The program itself is a Rise to Win, Voice of One, Voice of Many. And you will be able to participate in that as well. So if you'd like to get on the show, send me that email via the Blog Talk Radio, and I will bring you on the show. I don't say right directly these first 2 weeks because they're already slots that are reserved, but I will create the Blog Talk community, Voice of One, Voice of Many as well. So this is exciting, and I just look forward to what's coming up right before January 17th and following thereafter. So again, keep in tune. The show is going to be at 12 o'clock all of these days, every single day, Monday through Friday, for 30 minutes. So tune in. Make sure that you share this link with other people. Support the Rise to Win movement. Become an active part of it. Step up. Share your voice. Become a legacy maker. Be a part of change because it's not one person who's going to do it, but many people who are going to do it. So as the show closes, this is Sandra Bueno with Power to Be You and Rise to Win. Go to risetowin.com. You can also write me at liveandlearnllc@gmail.com, and you can go to that site as well. So until tomorrow, this is Sandra Bueno signing off.